Hey, it's Mike Simpson here. There are always what-ifs that you're trying to guard against, and I want to tell you about Equity Protect, because what if you lost your home not to some kind of natural disaster or a fire, but to title theft? Your homeowner's insurance won't cover you. The monitoring services, they can't stop it. But Equity Protect, they can. You're thinking, is title theft real? Yeah, it is. Criminals can forge documents and steal properties. They try to do it all the time. That's why you need to call Equity Protect at 866-485-1834. What they have is their patented smart policy that protects your homeownership from cybercrime, from fraud, and they've been all over the place, and maybe you've seen them on Forbes, Fox News, MSNBC, USA Today. You can check out their reviews on Google, on the BBB, 866-485-1834, 866-485-1834, equityprotect.com. All the info's right there for you. And protect your home today. EquityProtect.com, 866-485-1834, 866-485-1834.
For 36 years, the Goldman Environmental Prize has celebrated everyday heroes who are showing us that every action has the power to turn apathy into positive change for the environment. Heroes like Bastiana Gurri and Olsi Nika, who helped create Europe's first Wild River National Park. Visit us at goldmanprize.org to discover the stories of this year's Goldman Environmental Prize winners and learn how when it comes to protecting our planet, the doing makes the difference.
For full details, including terms and conditions, visit unlock.com/legal. Call 1-888-780-6854 to speak with a representative today. Actor portrayal. Terms and conditions apply. Not available in all states.
Hey, homeowners, can I get a minute of your time? If you need cash but don't want another loan, I've got the perfect solution. You can access up to $500,000 of your home's equity without monthly payments or interest ever with Unlock. This isn't a loan. It's a home equity agreement. With Unlock, you may qualify for cash today in exchange for a share of your home's future value. No debt, no extra bills, just financial flexibility on your terms. Use the money however you want. Home improvements, paying off debt, investing, or boosting your retirement savings. Unlike HELOCs, home equity loans, or cash out refis, there are no monthly payments. No stress. You've built this equity. Now it's time to use it. Go to unlock.com for more information.
Don't wait. Call 888-780-6854 to unlock the equity in your home and get up to $500,000 in cash with no monthly payments and no interest ever. Call 888-780-6854, 888-780-6854, or visit unlock.com. That's unlock.com for more information.
97.1 FM Talk.
On demand audio.
I am very much looking forward to speaking with David Zweig after the top of the hour. He's got a brand new book out about COVID and how it totally screwed up our kids and society. We were told the school closures were based on evidence. They were not. You have kids, millions of them, that are paying the price. David's going to join us with details from his book here after the top of the hour. Also, Mr. Cusumano is coming up here in just a little bit. The Cardinals did not have the greatest weekend. Swept by the Mets. They're in Atlanta. We're very happy a week ago, I think, coming out of the series with the Phillies, but this did not go as well for the Cardinals, and we'll talk about the Blues. They're back in action tonight in Game 2. So here is Senator Chris Van Hollen of Maryland trying to basically justify his trip to release the gangbanger down there in El Salvador.
My purpose in going there was to, number one, see if he was alive, see if he was healthy, take his story. As I said, they have litigated this case on MS-13, and it was the judge in the most recent case who says, put up or shut up. I want to be very clear. I'm not vouching for the man. I'm vouching for the man's rights, his constitutional rights to due process. And the proper place to litigate that is in the courts.
So Ilya Shapiro's back with a senior fellow and director of constitutional studies at the Manhattan Institute. Of course, he was just in St. Louis last week. How are you, Ilya? I'm very curious about your position on all of this.
I'm doing well. I'm in New York right now. And in between now and when I was with you in St. Louis, I was in Arizona for Passover spring break. Had lots of adventures with my 9 and 7-year-old, including taking a train to the Grand Canyon, recommend that, from Williams, Arizona, and sleeping in a Navajo hogan, which is a hut. Great experience. Don't need to do that again, but my boys will remember it for the rest of their lives, I'm sure.
Yeah, that sounds fascinating. Well, I'm looking at a lot of things over the weekend, and we discussed this quite a bit on my Friday show on the Reardon Roundtable, and I seem to have even people that are on my side politically arguing on this due process situation. You, while I agree with you, you do seem to be the outlier when it comes to some of the legal opinions, and I appreciate that, but I want to know what your thought process is compared to some of the others that are out there. Even a guy like Turley is on Fox, I think, questioning some of the due process issues here. So lay it out for me here, Ilya.
Yeah, I don't think it's a disagreement about due process. That's some of that. That's the issue in that with the Venezuelans and the midnight order by the Supreme Court and Alito's dissent that happened yesterday, Sunday. I can't keep track of all this stuff. But with Garcia, the Salvadoran who was in the country illegally and then was shipped to El Salvador and is in that super jail now, the issue is the meaning of facilitate, because the district court ordered the U.S. government to facilitate his return to the United States. It went up to the Supreme Court, which affirmed the order, declined to enforce the effectuate part, but said, clarify what you mean by facilitate. And the government's position is, as long as we remove any barriers, provide a plane, we can do that. Beyond that, if you're telling the president to engage in some diplomacy or even, asking Salvador's President Bukele, who was in the White House just last week, if you're asking us to engage in that, then that's beyond the district court's powers, which may or may not be. It's a bit of an academic exercise, because if he were returned, he would be adjudicated. They'd probably get that stay of deportation removed, because the reason that he had that entered was because of gangs that credibly threatened his life. Bukele has cleaned up Salvador. Those gangs are no longer operational. So presumably, if the government did jump through the hoops to rectify this administrative error that everyone admits was an error, then he would be deported soon after that. So again, the legal fight is over this definition of facilitate, and does the government actually have to ask Bukele, who would grant that request, because there's even an agreement, a treaty or a written agreement that the Secretary of State or the President, since they can send people to the Salvadoran prison, they can also request people to return. So anyway, I agree with all the legal rulings, and it's just this skirmish, which, as I said, is academic. It doesn't really matter. I imagine what's going on in the background right now is the administration is trying to find a third country to send him to, because that stay of deportation just said he can't be sent back to El Salvador.
So if what would be the risk? And I'm just thinking this through, and I kind of said this maybe half jokingly because I'm so angry about this situation. One of the things I said on Friday is, hey, let Trump go down there, J.D. Vance, bring him on Air Force One, give him the caviar and the margaritas that maybe he did or didn't sip down there with Van Hollen, bring him back and then kick his ass back out. But is that not a scenario that's at least feasible or possible?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line, plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3, plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code MAN at checkout. That's harrys.com, code MAN. Enjoy!
I think they could do that. Bukele would release him, absolutely, and they could take him back, have a hearing, have an immigration judge waiting for him, adjudicate him, and have him deported, you know, later the same day or the next day. That could be a scenario that they're contemplating. I imagine they don't want to be seen as doing that in response to the judicial order, because they don't want to concede that a judge can order the president or the executive branch to engage in some kind of foreign affairs. And the Supreme Court did say that, in clarifying the order about facilitation, that the judge has to keep in mind the deference that courts traditionally give the president on foreign affairs. That could be how this ends up playing out. You know, we're returning it, but on my timeline, because I say so, because I believe in the rule of law, and we have this immigration judge ready to go. That could be another way that this ends.
But Van Hollen and others, I mean, Van Hollen has asked this question over the weekend. You know, did you ask him if he was an MS-13 gang member? And of course he didn't. He says, well, I know the way that he'd answer. I think the way he'd answer is, yeah, of course, look at my knuckles right now. But they keep insisting, and, you know, they had to pivot to this, I think, midweek last week, that this is just about due process. The facts of this case, no matter what he did, doesn't matter, because this is about the process of kicking someone out of this country that was already here. And of course, he's just a Maryland father.
Well, again, this is the issue of due process is the big sticking point for the use of the Alien Enemies Act to deport the Venezuelans. And multiple courts, including the Supreme Court, have now ruled that the if someone is picked up not at the border but inside the country, they are due some process before you kind of summarily ship them out. With Garcia, it's different. Everyone admits that this was an error. He wasn't supposed to be sent to Salvador. It didn't pop up in the system of the ICE folks who were checking. They saw the two orders of deportation. So he was ordered removed twice. And there was a finding that he was likely a member of MS-13 by an immigration judge. But for whatever reason, the computer didn't pop up that was stayed because of the reasonable fear of a threat to his life in Salvador. Again, these are very old orders. He was in the country illegally. An immigration judge found that he was likely a member of MS-13 and ordered his removal. So it's not about, you know, it's about crossing your T's, dotting your I's. The final result is going to be his deportation. But the question is, what does facilitate mean at this point? It's not the same issue with Venezuelans or somebody snatched off the street who's claiming he's a citizen and he gets expelled. Or, you know, I'm actually surprised that Van Hollen or other Democrats are using Garcia as the poster boy for the administration's what they're claiming to be excess or violation of rule of law, because they could pick that. Wasn't there a gay hairdresser who says that, you know, I'm not a member of this Tren de Aragua, I shouldn't be sent to Venezuela? That seems like, for example, and there are a couple other things like that. That seems like a more sympathetic case than someone who's, you know, credibly accused of wife beating, human trafficking, immigration judge says likely a member of MS-13, et cetera. It's kind of like the Mohammed Khalil thing with the student visa and the Hamas supporters. Again, pick a different poster boy. I think they're engaged in bad politics.
Yeah, I think so,
Trump
too.
Trump is letting this play out for that political PR reason.
And there's a Rasmussen poll that just came out, and it shows very definitively that this is an 80-20 issue, and even the majority of Democrats, once again, do not want, you know, illegals who certainly are participating in crimes in this country. Ilya Shapiro is with us. He is the director of constitutional studies at the Manhattan Institute. Interestingly enough, we have a case before the Supremes tomorrow that also comes from Maryland, and this has to do with LGBTQIA+, as they say, books in the classroom. Can you explain this case and the arguments tomorrow?
Sure. This is the case of Mahmoud versus Taylor. And this is a different Mahmoud. It's nothing to do with the Palestinian stuff or Hamas or whatever, Colombia. This is a number of parents in Montgomery County, Maryland. That's a wealthy D.C. suburb to the north, very, very progressive suburb. And the Board of Education there once promised various parents, Muslims, Orthodox Jews, evangelical Christians, lots of others, that they had an opt-out for their students for 20 so-called inclusivity books that taught about gender transitioning and pride parades and pronoun preferences and all of this kind of gender theory. And then they stopped allowing that opt-out as of 2023. And so really, this is a rainbow coalition of parents, Muslims, Catholics, Protestants, Jews, Christians, whatever, began to speak out against these age-inappropriate and what they considered to be anti-religious books. And they eventually sued for violation of their religious and broader parental rights. The Fourth Circuit on appeal found that there was no burden on religious exercise, and the Supreme Court has taken this up. I should note that I filed a brief on behalf of seven psychologists describing the impressionability of young students and the potential for this type of book to undermine parental instruction. So I imagine the court took this case to clarify finally the scope of parental rights, because these things have been coming up in various contexts, not just with LGBTQIA++ whatever books, but lots of parental rights situations. And so we'll see the argument tomorrow, and with a decision expected by the end of June.
But a gut check on that would be a conservative court would probably lean in your direction here.
I think so. Yeah. I can't imagine they took this case to affirm the Fourth Circuit. They want to clarify a new standard. I mean, it could be that they vacate the lower court ruling, create a new standard, and ask the lower court to evaluate it in the first place. But I do think I don't see a scenario where they simply affirm what happened below.
Is there anything that is covered in that case? Because as I read it, and I know you described it here about the religious freedom issue, and they want to opt out of the lessons. What if you don't have a religious freedom issue to fall back on? You say, hey, I don't want my kids learning that. Is that covered within this scope or not?
It is. So it's religious and other broader parental rights. Now, religious invocations of religious free exercise tend to win more than kind of a broad-based liberty interest, or right to direct your parent, your kid's instruction. Unfortunately, I would think that those, in my conception of federal constitutional protections, those are equal. But the way that the jurisprudence is currently, religious objections tend to win more.
Yep, got it. Thank you, Ilya. I appreciate the update this afternoon. That was great.
All right, take care.
Awesome. That's Ilya Shapiro, who is our great constitutional expert. We'll take a break. We got Cusumano coming up this afternoon. The Cardinals not doing as well. The Blues game 2 tonight in Winnipeg.
Get more at 971talk.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for members. Hass avocados or mangoes, 4 for $5 or $1.25 each. Signature Farms boneless, skinless chicken breasts or thighs, buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And enjoy an exclusive digital deal on Sargento shredded or sliced cheeses. 5 to 8 ounce selected varieties, $1.97 each, limit 4. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Esa-Pekka Salonen's final concerts as music director of the San Francisco Symphony bring legendary artists and epic music to Davies Symphony Hall, culminating in Mahler's electrifying Second Symphony. Tickets at sfsymphony.org.
If you love your customers, you have to try RingCentral. No matter the size of your business, every call, every text, every meeting, every customer conversation matters. With RingCentral, you get a reliable business phone, a modern contact center, and built-in AI across every conversation, so you can focus on the moments that matter. See for yourself at ringcentral.com.
RingCentral, intelligent communications you can trust.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.